Now, the Russian foreign minister has accused the U.S. of deliberately provoking North Korea into expanding its nuclear program.
Washington's recent steps seem to be deliberately aimed at provoking Pyongyang to take some tough actions. In September, our American colleagues hinted that the next military drills in the region were set to be held in spring. Hence, North Korea could take advantage of the break and refrain from desperate moves, and why not try to build dialogue under this situation?
Sergey Lavrov also dismissed Washington's call for cutting ties with Pyongyang in response to North Korea's testing of an intercontinental ballistic missile. Lavrov once again stressed that the U.S. policy of placing the North under sanctions does not work. This after U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Security Council Nikki Haley called on the international community to join hands to cut diplomatic and trade ties with Pyongyang in the wake of the country's latest ballistic missile test. North Korea has repeatedly said it will not relinquish its nuclear deterrence and missile capability unless the U.S. and its regional allies end their hostile policy toward the country. Joining us live now from London is Marcus Papadopoulos, who is the editor of Politics First. Thank you very much for joining us. What Sergey Lavrov said and what the Russian representative of the United Nations Security Council said yesterday essentially flips the narrative, doesn't it, on North Korea, saying that it's the U.S. which is really provoking the North. Do you agree with that?
Well, the Americans have long had designs on North Korea, and they have had plans for many decades now to be the dominant foreign force on the Korean Peninsula. And there is no doubt in my mind that the American government is looking for a pretext to destroy the North Korean government, to destroy the North Korean military, to impose in Pyongyang a pro-American government, which would then eventually bring about the reunification of the two Koreas. By the Americans being the dominant foreign force on the Korean Peninsula, that would pose a threat to Russia, that would pose a threat to China, and it would enforce the encirclement of Russia and China that the Americans are currently constructing, and indeed have been constructing for a long time. And I would like to make this point that whilst I bitterly oppose nuclear proliferation, I do understand why the North Koreans have sought to develop nuclear weapons and have indeed developed nuclear weapons, because they are being encircled by the Americans. They are being threatened by the Americans. The Americans have a huge military footprint around the Korean Peninsula. The Americans have nearly 30,000 soldiers in South Korea, nearly 50,000 soldiers in Japan, nearly 6,000 soldiers in Guam. Guam effectively is an American aircraft carrier. The American military and the South Korean military on a regular basis carry out massive military maneuvers near to North Korean territory, near to North Korean waters, North Korean airspace. Military maneuvers which often involve a hypothetical nuclear strike on Pyongyang. And we have an American president today, in the form of Donald Trump, who is coming out with some very antagonistic, very dangerous language towards North Korea. Indeed, Donald Trump seems to be offending most countries in the world, including his own, including America's allies. But therefore, I do understand why the North Koreans have sought to develop nuclear weapons. They feel threatened by the Americans. And we know that the Americans have never invaded a country or bombed a country which has nuclear weapons. So I agree with what Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov has said. This is the fault of the Americans. They have brought about this crisis on the Korean Peninsula. And it is all about overthrowing the North Korean government and becoming the dominant foreign force on the Korean Peninsula, which, as I said earlier on, would pose a very serious threat to the national security of Russia and China.
Very well, we'll leave there at that. But of course, as always, we appreciate you sharing your insight with us.